It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. Defense attorneys and immigrant advocates say that ever since President Trump took office, federal immigration and customs enforcement agents have been showing up more often in New York courthouses to detain people. City Council Speaker Melissa Mark Viverito says this scares immigrants from coming to court. She says she asked New York's chief judge months ago to keep ICE agents out of courtrooms, but she's still waiting for the court systems to act.
So I call on them to defend the integrity of the court system and to take a position. And I don't think they're doing enough.
A spokesman for Chief Judge Janet DeFiore says court officials have been monitoring and tracking the presence of ICE in courts and have met with federal officials to convey their concerns. Advocates are especially alarmed because deportation officers recently went to a court in Queens where defendants are treated as victims, not criminals. WNYC's Beth Fertig was there and has this report on the concerns raised by the incident.
The defendants in New York's human trafficking intervention courts have been arrested for prostitution-related offenses. They're seen as vulnerable people, often exploited by traffickers. Their charges are usually dropped if they agree to go to meetings with advocates who can try to help them with their problems. But last Friday morning, something really unusual happened in the human trafficking court in Queens. Yvonne Chen of the organization Sanctuary for Families was there.
I saw an East Asian woman who was figuring out that ICE is there for her and terrified.
That's right. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. I was there too, and they had apparently come for a petite 29-year-old woman who looked like a teenager. She had long hair and was wearing a blue and red sweatshirt and jeans. She was charged in February with offering to give an illegal type of massage and not having a license.
There were three deportation officers circling the courtroom.
Kate Mogulescu is a supervising attorney at the Legal Aid Society. I saw her in the hallway as she approached one of the immigration agents. He was a young man dressed in dark clothes and a black baseball cap, standing right outside the doors of the courtroom, with nothing to identify him as law enforcement. She questioned him, and he showed her the immigration badge under his T-shirt. Lee Latimer, another supervisor at Legal Aid, was also there. She says the judge told the young woman's lawyer that ICE wanted her client.
In that moment, she asked the judge to set bail so that the client would be held in custody and give us time to attempt to find out what was happening and then talk to the client about what her options were.
The client was handcuffed and brought into another room with her legal aid lawyer. Meanwhile, out in the hallway, her cousin tried to talk to the immigration agent. The agent couldn't tell him much and kind of shrugged, saying, "It is what it is." As word spread that ICE was in the building, attorneys and clients all started huddling in the hallway, looking nervous. Then, at around noon, the agent left. ICE acknowledged its deportation officers arrested three people outside the courthouse that day. Mogulescu has a theory.
I believe they came to court today with a list, a long list of people that they could take into custody. And I guess when they filled the van or whatever vehicle they came to court with today, they left. And once we had heard that they left, this client's family felt that it was okay for her to be released and they would be able to get her safely back home with them.
I wasn't allowed to record in the courthouse, so I turned on my microphone as they left.
Yeah, but if you have any questions, or if you want
Attorney Catherine Carbonara walked the client, plus her boyfriend and her cousin, across the street to the legal aid office. The woman's face was white as chalk, and she looked terrified. She did not want to be interviewed. They all talked in private, and then the client left in a taxi. Carbonara was emotional.
I'm just feeling very, very sad for her, very stressed out for her. This is probably going to happen to other clients, and that's terrifying to us.
Why?
Because these are really vulnerable clients. Now they might get deported. It's just like a horrible thing to think about.
After the incident, the state's chief judge, Janet DeFiore, said she was greatly concerned and that courts should be treated like schools, hospitals, and other sensitive locations off limits to ICE. Immigration agents have been spotted in courts before, but nobody had ever seen them in the human trafficking part. A spokesman for the Office of Court Administration said officials have a continuing dialogue with ICE. But ICE maintains courthouses are public buildings. The agency also says it's necessary to find people in court if police and jails won't turn them over in so-called sanctuary cities like New York. That argument doesn't fly, however, with Judy Harris Kluger. She's a former judge who started the first human trafficking court in Queens and is now executive director of Sanctuary for Families. She worries clients won't go to court if they think immigration agents are present.
There is a tremendous heightened fear, and courts should really be a safe place for people to go, whether they are defendants or victims, and certainly our clients are victims, and they are putting themselves in danger by not going and getting the protections that they're entitled to.
Yvonne Chen agrees. She runs the anti-trafficking initiative at Sanctuary for Families and does outreach at the massage parlors where Asian women are often forced into the sex trade. She says they'll be more afraid than ever to come to court because their employers can always say,
"Don't you need to make money to send back home to your sick parents, for your child, for some sort of debt that you need to pay?" You know, so I think there's a lot of psychological coercion.
For defense lawyers, the question now is whether courts will tell them whenever immigration agents have come for their clients. It happened last week, but there's no requirement. The court system only requires that judges are notified. Kate Mogulescu of Legal Aid says she hopes the Office of Court Administration will consider the consequences.
Can it just be that ICE officials are going to come in, not provide any information, and start plucking people out of the audience in courtrooms, out of the hallways, out of the area surrounding the building? And what is the New York State court system going to do? People need to be able to appear on court dates. Victims of crimes need to be able to come into court to participate in the criminal legal process.
If they don't feel safe going to court, she says authorities will issue warrants for their arrest. And those who were considered victims will be criminalized even further. Beth Fertig, WNYC News.
The city council has scheduled a hearing on ICE in courts next Thursday.